next on this Friday morning. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors. And Michelle will begin from K-Life in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and Michelle Roberts in from K-Life. And Michelle, we are not exactly there yet, but we are closing in rapidly on your fundraising deadline. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. It has been a fabulous journey.
Yeah.
We started this campaign for K-Life, our Fortify campaign, in April of 2015. And here we are almost 3 years later. And while I can't say it's been the most fun thing I've ever done.
I look, asking people for their money, and it can be rewarding, and therefore with the reward comes the fun. But yeah, I know what you mean.
It has been a powerful and just an incredible journey. The friends that we have made through this campaign, the relationships that we have established, and just seeing in our community the people who have been touched by this ministry, mainly through their children. I would say that's how it's impacted my family the most, having our children involved in this ministry, their lives being touched by it has definitely influenced our family and had such a powerful, positive impact on our family. So just sharing that story with people in the community and seeing how they respond to that has been just wonderful, really. I think it's been a powerful spiritual journey for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've really had some growth in that area. And, you know, sometimes that is not a really fun or pleasant thing, but it's necessary. And I think when we come through that and we look back to where we were, we recognize the real value and the good in that.
You're saying that even just like a 10 or 12 year old, sometimes there are growing pains?
Absolutely. We never get quite through that, right?
You never do. It's somewhere along the line we find ourselves going back to that, I'm not sure I want to call it familiar, that old situation somewhere along the line.
Absolutely.
For those that are not familiar with the K-Life mission, and it seems like you and I have talked basics for several times, but I think it's important that we, you know, start off at ground level and kind of build it up again. K-Life has been around Bartlesville now for 30 years?
30 years. We had our first club meeting at the canteen on March 10th, 1987.
Wow. That's a
long
time.
So we're coming up on our big anniversary. We just celebrated that at our banquet recently. We had the most successful banquet, not just financially, but it was almost like a homecoming. We had lots of alumni come back, several former leaders. One of our first men's leaders was here, and his daughters are current K-Life staff, Star Peterson.
And
so wonderful to have Eric back.
Yeah, those early, you know, they weren't just seniors, high school seniors, but those early students 30 years ago are now moms and dads of high school age students.
Yes, and they have little kids in our Super K program. So K-Life is a non-denominational youth ministry for children that are in elementary age, third, fourth, and fifth. We have what we call Super K every other Friday. And then our main ministry is for those students that are in sixth grade through 12th grade. We have same gender, same grade, small groups, and they study the Word of God, and they are guided by not only our staff, but small group leaders that our staff recruits and trains. And they really get into what God's Word says for their everyday problems. We make it really real for the kids. We want this to be a safe place where they can feel free to discuss the issues that they're going through, cultural problems, what culture says into their life and what God says that might be contrary to that, and encourage them to kind of walk in a way that's not in the world. Well, actually in the world, but not of the world. And so we give them the support to do that. And it works, Charlie. I've seen it work for my kids. And we do a lot of fun, big group activities that we call club. We have even bigger events than that where kids can go to Tulsa and we sort of do an all-night event where we go to Main Event and they go eat pizza and they do fun things all through the night, end up in Bartlesville. And it's just kind of a way for them to cement some of their relationships with their peers and with their small group leaders. And the whole goal of all of this, the big events, the small group Bible study, is to have a person be comfortable with a mentor. And then that mentor is able to feed into that person, do life with them, walk with them, and disciple them. So this is really a discipleship ministry. And it's for all kids, non-denominational, because something that's pervasive among all our kids is that we love Christ and we're Christian and we're called to a purpose that God ordains for us. And we help kids respond to that, seek that, and give them and equip them with the skills that they need to follow that path.
And then those mentorship member relationships that you're talking about, I have no doubt that even if maybe that staff member has moved on to another location through text, email, social media contacts, the student is now a college student or going on with life, but that relationship continues too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Case in point, my oldest son is 21. He's a junior at OSU, and I reached out to parents of his small group. He was in a small group all through middle school and high school, and his small group leader and his chapter director through a lot of that time was Adam Miller, who's the youth minister now at Grace mm-hmm. Community. And I contacted all those parents, and I said, wouldn't it be great if we could thank Adam for all that he's done for our kids? He's still contacts our boys, texts them. And I know when my son and his friends are really struggling with an issue, they'll call Adam, and he is always available to talk to him even now that they've graduated. So that's never going to change. But we were able to thank him by naming a space in our new activity center that we hope will be under construction by the end of this summer. And we named that in his honor because there's really no way we can adequately thank him. But to have his name associated with the building that's going to house our ministry well into the future is something that we were so happy to have the opportunity to do.
Well, I'm sure I'm not putting words in Adam's mouth, but I'm sure he wasn't doing it for the thanks. But it's nice to honor someone for the work they did.
Right, right.
We're talking about a fund drive. We've given the reason for the fund drive, talking about K-Life Ministry and the history, a little bit about its purpose and goals and what it can do in the lives of the people who are active there. We're going to take a short break and talk about that building that you referred to when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing with our time this morning, talking about K-Life, and again, 30 years in Bartlesville. I don't know how many hundreds of lives touched through that time, probably more than I would even want to guess. The point is, it's time to grow again, and it's time to do something with a building that you have, or at least space you have across the street from the high school.
Right, Charlie. We have about 350 kids that are regularly coming to our small groups, and that's 6th grade through high school. When you loop in kids that are coming to our big group activities that are not yet involved in small groups, and then our Super K ministry, that number is about 420. We do not have a facility that can adequately house the children that we are trying to minister to. So, and this is not the only part of our campaign. This is only a little over a third of it, would be the funds to provide a new activity center on the property that we have purchased that is across the street, across Hillcrest, at the corner of Hillcrest and 18th Street, near the high school. So that is a part of it. Part of this money is also going to renovate, which we have already completed, the property that we own on Delaware Street, which is just immediately to the east of Central Middle School. And so those funds for the remodel and the new building, that's going to give us wonderful spaces that we need to do a good job of discipling and ministering to the kids in our program. And then the rest of that is our operating budget, equipment, furnishings, our staff. We were able to add a 4 staff last year because of this campaign. So with increasing numbers of kids, we obviously are going to need more staff to do a good job with that. So it's a multifaceted campaign, and we are just thrilled that we are coming into the home stretch. We are very close. We are not there, but our current campaign goal is $3 million. As of March 1st, we have raised $2,801.40.30.
Congratulations.
So, yes, a little over $2.8 million. It actually just blows my mind. And the generosity of people.
This is a very generous community, but the point is we are nearing that goal and the job is not yet done.
It is not. The amount that we have left to raise is just under $200,000, $198,959 and a little bit of change there. We have two deadlines that are coming up very quickly. We have $375,000 that are at risk, and that means this is money that's tied up in the form of challenge grants. These are not matching grants, so that if we don't meet our goal by certain deadlines, we lose that challenge money. That challenge money being provided by the Mabee Foundation in Tulsa, the Parsons Foundation here in Bartlesville, and also an individual family here in Bartlesville. The first of the deadlines is coming up tomorrow.
Wow.
We will lose $40,000 of that $375,000 if we do not complete our campaign by tomorrow. If we need to go on beyond tomorrow, we have a second last goal or last deadline of April 11th. And that is the last deadline for the Parsons Foundation money and for the Mabee Foundation money. So again, it's an all or nothing proposition. People in Bartlesville have been very, very generous, and we are so appreciative, and we are so close. God has been faithful, and He just amazes us with the way He's touched hearts of individuals and groups and foundations. So you can go to bartlesville.klife.com. And if you scroll down to the campaign section about midway on our long webpage, you can click a button called Contact Campaign Team. If you have questions, that will send an email directly to me, and I'll respond as quickly as I can. You can also click Donate Now, which will take you to a donate page where you can enter in credit card information, electronic check information. You can set up an automatic draft on your account or a regular draw from your credit card. And so you can pay us weekly, monthly, yearly, and you can set the amount. You can also click a Pledge Now button, and that will pop up the pledge card. You can open a window, print that, fill out the pledge card, and then you can contact me. My phone number is on that website. If you want to take a picture of your pledge card and send it to me via text, then we can include that in our number right away. So we just appreciate your listeners hearing about K-Life today. It's a wonderful organization, and I just want to thank every person who's taken the time to hear about it and also to donate to the campaign. It's going to be a wonderful next 30 years.
It will be a great next 30 years. And I'm sure there is a listener out there who could write the check for the whole amount right there listening to us someplace
Absolutely.
Today. But we can't count on that.
Absolutely. It would be great if you were the one that could bridge that gap and bring us home.
Yeah. But again, for the rest of us, there is a part to do. Again, whether it's $10 donations, $20 donations, $200 donations, whatever that size of the amount might be.
It has taken donations from $25 to $1 million to get us to where we are today, Charlie. So we'll take anything, any amount. We're just so appreciative for the support that we have seen in our community.
Well, that $40,000 deadline for tomorrow, I mean, that's at risk right now. And so it's important that people understand what you're trying to say, that there is an immediate need for today's donors.
Yes, the time is short. And it's exciting that we are coming to the end of a 3-year campaign, and to really see what K-Life is going to be able to do with this campaign money. We've been very prayerful about this, seeking God's guidance, and we just know that He's going to do something wonderful with the campaign dollars, and I just can't wait to see what He'll do.
Well, it sounds like a great deal to me. I'm expectant. I'm looking for it. But I think it's important. Again, we're talking dollars and cents right now. I don't want to harp on a subject. I don't want to, you know, hit people over the head with it. But again, this is an important deadline that we expect you to meet somewhere along the line.
Yes, absolutely.
But again, things will continue. And the activities will probably go on later today at the building. And people will still be welcomed in the door. And lives will be enriched.
Yes, and you said stopping by the building, we would be happy to, if someone wants a site tour and they'd like to know where the building's going to be, I'd be happy to give someone a tour. So just contact me via the website. I'd be happy to arrange that. We have a floor plan, a site plan on our website. You can take a look at that. And we just know that it's going to greatly enhance what our staff is trying to do with the youth of our community.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for being one of the leaders for this fundraising campaign. It's not easy work. It's not always easy to say we need your money, but it's certainly a worthwhile effort, and obviously a lot of people already have understood how worthwhile it is.
We thank you too, Charlie and KWON, for giving us the time on air to share with your listeners.
Thank you very much. Again, your donations are encouraged. And Michelle, one more time before we finish it out, the website address, if people would like to give.
Bartlesville.klife.com.
Thank you so much. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors. We'll check the forecast and more coming up in just a bit. News from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.